Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Victim Import.
You.
Good morning.
You.
I know that was a little bit ghostly.
How are you?
Hello.
A guest in the studio with you today.
This is Hayley Sproul.
Hi, everybody.
Also featuring on 7 Days. Also featuring in Salem Bitch Trials, which has been a highlight of the Fringe this week.
Salem Bitch Trials.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
It's a fully improvised hour, all female comedy.
All female.
Based around the Salem Witch Trials.
Right.
And the Crucible.
And the Crucible.
Right. Seminal text by Arthur Miller.
Goody Johanna dancing with the devil.
I saw Goody Hayley dancing with the devil.
She's a witch!
Yeah, and then the other night, actually.
Floating? Do you do any.
No floating, but we do a lot of burning.
We do a lot of burning.
Women.
I actually threw Hayley under the bus the other night and accused her of witchcraft. She was burned at the stake.
Yeah, and the audience unanimously decided for me to be burned.
Okay, yeah. But you made it through to today, so which suggests you probably are a witch,
yep.
Isn't it? Yeah,
she's a full witch. We're both full witches.
I've got this big pool of water here. I'd like to dunk you in, Johanna, and just see if you can survive that.
Well, it's just cold outside because it's absolutely bucketing down, mate.
It's the buckling. It's buckling.
It's a light drizzle.
It's bucketing down, mate.
No, it's an absolute speck of a
drizzle.
It's
a spittle.
It's
not a monsoon, is it?
Well, as a witch, you know, I'm averse to that because I will melt.
Yes.
So, tell us about the theatre.
So, we've had the first week of the Auckland Fringe Festival, and it is absolutely...
The curly old, whirly old, whoops-a-daisy all around the...
How did you know that's the tagline?
I've got a noise for that, actually. One moment, please. I'll just dial up a noise.
Hang on.
Just the noise for that. I think the noise that we're all looking for is...
God.
Wow.
Would that be right?
That is indeed.
It's like you sucked it from my mind.
One more time.
Yeah.
That is, every time someone says the Auckland Fringe Festival, that noise. Yeah,
the Auckland Fringe Festival is actually one of my favourite times of the year because anything goes.
Absolutely. And like shows like an immersive Roman experience.
Yeah.
Or of course.
Beautiful dance shows. We had the opening night party on Tuesday, which absolutely popped off.
I mean, the thing is with participants in the Fringe Festival, they can often, sort of use up all their energy on that opening party, can't they, if they're not careful?
Fringe artists have an endless supply of energy.
That's true.
Running out of energy has never been an issue for me,
neither.
For example.
Yeah. We can just keep going and going and performing and showing off till the end of days.
Yeah.
Till the rapture arrives and we ascend up to the next realm.
Yeah.
Looking
forward to that too.
So we've had the first week of Fringe Festival and it's absolutely popped off. There's been some incredible opening shows. So me and Hayley are here to talk through our picks.
Our little recommends.
Recommends for next week because Fringe is still on next week and there is so much stuff going on.
Hayley, you're the guest, so.
Well, I'm actually going to.
You suck.
Oh, ding dong. The harmony?
Ding dong. Oh, wow, that was not a harmony.
That was
a clash. Well, actually, the show that I'm going to talk about is not just a shameless plug, but it's also still on this week.
Good.
And it's called Actress Sexual.
Which is good. That's good because that means people can go to it. Yep.
People can go to it. No, it's on this week and next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's called Actress Sexual and it's by the powerhouse Sam Brooks.
Yes.
And it's basically what happens is he is on stage, the playwright, and there is a guest actress each night and he doesn't know who it is. And he gives them a monologue to read and he writes them a monologue in the moment for them, like a curated monologue just for them to read in the moment. And it's all about how playwrights have very talented. It's all about how playwrights have a lot of power over women on stage and what they do.
Yes.
And I'm doing it. I'm not actually allowed to say when I'm on, though, just in case Sam is listening, because he's not allowed to know.
Yeah. So he's surprised. See, he knows who the actresses are, but he doesn't know who
when they are.
Which day they're. I mean, how many? What sort of pool of actresses are we? Is that the correct way to? Is that what we call a collective of actresses?
A pool.
Yes. A gaggle of actresses.
Okay.
Well, I think there should be 10 because there's 5 shows a week.
Oh, that's definitely a pool.
Yeah,
it's
that's a pool. And I'm on the latter end of.
Don't say when.
No, you can't even hint.
Or maybe tomorrow. Oh. Or maybe Tuesday.
Hayley's
no one knows.
On at some point, but also. So other actresses are Is Jennifer Ward Leland?
Jennifer Ward Leland.
Jennifer
doing
Ward
it.
Leland.
Jennifer Ward New Zealand.
Jennifer
is
Ward
doing
New Zealand's
it.
Doing it. Oh my God, well, she's listening. We love you.
She's the queen.
She's the absolute queen of us all. Cotta Forrester is doing it.
Yep. Chelsea McEwa Miller.
Emily Campbell.
Lots of people.
Lots of incredible people.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
And my second recommend is David Corios and Donna Brooke Banks. Do
yes.
it.
What's that about?
Fringe. Two stand-up comedians, and I think they're both...
Oh, I know David. I know David.
Yeah. David he's hard to forget.
It's hard to forget.
David is a bold comedian. I tell you what, I have seen him make... faces out of the flaps of his skin, and he is very funny, as is Donna Brooke Banks, and she is one of the Billy T noms this year actually for Comedy Festival.
I work with David, and David if I was going to say, this is David. With a good hard splash of
I was going to say.
Words right out of my mouth.
But they're on next week from Wednesday to Saturday at The Classic. And honestly, these are two of the funniest comedians in New Zealand at the moment.
I agree. Donna Brooke Banks, I cry with laughter. She's so funny.
I want to grow up to be, when people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I say Donna Brooke Banks.
Me too.
How old are you now?
30.
So we've still got a bit of time to work towards it. Okay.
And my final recommend is called Only Bones V1.0, and it's a physical comedy piece, and it's got this guy Tom Monckton in it. And if physical comedy and clown and those kind of like classic art forms are your cup of tea, this is for you. He is one of the best physical comedians I've ever seen in my entire life. He did a show called The Pianist. The Pianist? Yeah, The Pianist.
Yes!
A few years ago. And he's one of those Edinburgh fringe kind of jewels, you know? He always does really well. And he is just, his body, it makes no sense.
His body is a wonderland.
How does it move like that? And he's just, if you're into the likes of Trigg V, Wakenshaw, or Barney Duncan, or all of those kind of clowns, go to Only Bones V1.0, which is next week, Friday to Saturday.
Where's that
at
on?
Q Theatre.
You've absolutely sold me.
It'll utterly sell out as well, because he's pretty famous in the theatre world, Tom Monckton.
Yeah. And so for the non-theatre world goers, get in now.
If you want to see a body...
It's your turn now.
Really, and on the sound effects today, and I'm absolutely loving for it. Okay, so the first one, my first recommend is The Bub Club. Mm-hmm. And the whole premise is, it's like films that didn't make it into art galleries because they were too comedic, comedies that didn't get onto TV because they were too weird. And it's like an exhibition of films, images, and little experimental videos that are too obscure to even live on the internet. And what I really like about this is that...
To even live on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maybe the dark web.
It's like the Bitcoin of the theatre world.
Okay.
And the Bub Club is made up of Chris Stratton, Ruby Wilson, Callum Devlin, and Virginia Frankovich, who are all geniuses.
A-class artists.
And what I really like about this is that it's at Flying Out Records.
Beautiful.
K Road.
Just there on Pitt.
So you don't have to be in the theatre to experience some really cool stuff. And they, and it's also with Hamish Parkinson and Angela Dravid, who are both Billy T winners.
Yeah.
So you know you're in for a laugh.
Seen Angela on the show before. She's good times. Yep.
She is a great time.
Dry, good times, but good times.
I also really like this because it's free, and who doesn't love something that's free?
I love free things.
I love free things so much.
Yeah. Like a free hit? Remember
like
that? Okay, Johanna just punched me quite hard. I tapped her on the shoulder.
Also punched me quite hard. We've both been going to the gym.
But we do body pump.
And that is a flex.
kind of a lame ad for yourselves going to the gym then, but let's go.
All right.
Are you contesting that we look like we go to the gym?
No, you both look like you both look very much like you go to the gym.
Yeah, we're like... You know why we're going to the gym? We're shredding for the fringe.
Obviously for a breakfast show pose down as well. Then
absolutely. So the Bub Club is on Tuesday, the 26th of February to the 2nd of March, and the launch night is on Tuesday, 4 till 6, and you can pretty much just go. It's on like 10 till 6. every day. You can just go in.
All day or day.
Whereabouts again?
It's at Flying Out Records, which is cool. 80 Pitt Street is the exact address, but it's just off K Road.
It's just down there off the round thing that they've crossed the road there.
Yeah, and that looks really cool. My other two picks are both one-on-one experiences. And last year at the Basement, what I loved, they had like the studio where they only accepted submissions for one-on-one.
That's right.
What do you mean one-on-one?
It means that
One performer,
one audience member.
Or no, sometimes they can be multi-performer, one audience member.
Yes.
Ooh.
So you go in.
And confronting.
Yeah, it is confronting, but also I think really cool. Like it can kind of alleviate the anxiety in a weird way. Because
it's short too, isn't it?
Absolutely. So these are both really short. This first one is called Boss of an Office.
Mm.
And you spend 10 minutes in productivity heaven in your own private office and you just get to be the boss for 10 minutes.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Who doesn't want to do that? I want to be the
CEO.
Boss. CEO, bitch. Or if you don't want to be the CEO, you could just be like a high echelon manager.
Yeah.
Like not the top, but
so high up. So what about? I mean, what a great idea for someone who really was like a high echelon manager.
Yeah.
Or like it was a boss and go and then go, just test your mettle against these actors.
Exactly. Yeah. Against these like random members of the public, and that's on at the Basement. It's only $5. And it's created
for 10 minutes. I mean, how does that work out? That's, oh my God, gracious me, that's very cheap.
It is
very
extremely cheap. $5 to be the CEO.
50 cents a minute.
It's an absolute bargain. And that's on Wednesday the 27th of February till the Saturday the 2nd of March.
At the Basement.
5:30 till 9. Yes, it's at the Basement.
See, out of the way as well. Just nip in there on your lunch
nip
break.
Nip on in. Like, have a little go. Get your mojo back in order.
Maybe go and have another go, but later on and see if it's a different office again.
Exactly.
Are you allowed to do that? Yeah. Are you allowed to do that one-on-ones?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, absolutely. You can go as many times as you like. You could book them for the whole bloody day if you wanted to.
That'd be creepy. That'd be creepy.
You can go. Yeah. And it's
here I am again.
You're like, this guy. He's really again. Good. He's living some kind of fantasy.
But he's dressed up differently every time.
He's got an accent now.
And my last pick is also a one-on-one, and it's called Untitled Exhibit. And it's when you can go and play life-size dress-up dolls. So you get to create a character.
Wow.
And you choose the hair, you choose the costume, you choose the pose, take the photo.
He's back again.
Okay, this is my dream though, because I was a Barbie kid. Like I have 52 Barbie dolls, and I still have every single one of them.
One for every week of the year. One for every week of the year.
Two Barbie dolls. Crazy, eh?
Hayley Sproul, that is.
They're
shocking.
All in this like precious.
Hayley Sproul, oh, you've kept them too.
I've kept them, and they're all in this like leather suitcase because I just cannot part with them.
Imagine if one day you drop that leather suitcase and someone opened up a leather suitcase and 52 Barbie dolls,
they'd be like,
No, and respect you because I also had a lot of Barbies and I play with Barbies till I was like 13.
I've still got two $6 million man dolls and three Big Jims.
Yeah, there you go.
Big Jims.
So
look at Big Jim. That's a different. That's the anti-action man.
I reckon googling Big Jim is
way gayer than action man.
Be careful when you Google Big Jim.
Be careful.
But doing a big like dress-up thing is like a dream.
Take my childhood
me.
Like that?
Yes.
I know. That's why people have babies, is because they just want to dress them up.
That is the only reason. Yeah. So this is made by Elle Wootton, and she's... Yep. Did you guys see Maggot last year?
Yeah, mate.
Maggot was an absolute highlight of the
year. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that.
It was insane. And it's directed by Freya Finch, who was also in Maggot. So you know that you were in for a good clowny dress-up character
Finch is
time.
So funny.
Freya Finch is my idol. Mm. I love her. I love her so much.
All right. So
those
that's
are
all happening.
Hot takes.
Those are great hot takes for the Fringe Festival. If you haven't got yourself sorted out for that, pull yourself together, get your itinerary sorted out, and then go and fringe yourself stupid. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
And
brought to you by The Vic Devonport.